Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, well, we're really jumping in, aren't we? We're tackling a skill that's just essential for doing well in business today, active participation in meetings. And this Deep Dive is all about helping you, especially if you're aiming for that B2 English level, to really make your mark. This particular Deep Dive focuses on mastering business meeting participation, really zeroing in on business English vocabulary and expressions. And it's brought to you by LingExam.com. Our goal today, it's simple, really. We want to give you the language, the right expressions, and some smart strategies all at that B2 level so you could walk into any meeting, face-to-face or online, feel confident, and actually contribute, make a real positive impact.
That's exactly right. I mean, think about it. In workplaces now, especially international ones, meetings aren't just scheduled events. They're where decisions happen, plans get made, teams, you know, connect. And for ED2 English learners, getting involved means more than just listening. It's about getting your own ideas out there, asking good questions, clearing things up when you need to, basically interacting like a pro with everyone. It's where you make yourself heard.
That's a great point. Make yourself heard. Because let's be honest, sometimes participation just feels like showing up, right?
Yeah.
So what does it really mean to participate well? What's involved?
Good question. Yeah, effective participation isn't just being physically present. It's about actively joining in, speaking up, adding something useful to the conversation. And that involves a few things, like entering confidently, maybe stating your objective if you're leading part of it, taking turns properly, getting your ideas across clearly, listening well, responding politely, using the right kind of words for agreement or disagreement, and knowing how to interrupt without being rude. That's a big one.
Okay, so it's really about being an active player, not just someone sitting on the sidelines taking notes.
What's the main benefit for our listeners then? Why master this?
Oh, the benefit is huge. Mastering these skills fundamentally changes how people see you as work. You go from maybe being the quiet one to someone whose opinion is valued, someone active. It really boosts your professional image. And as we go through this, we'll naturally bring in some key B2 vocabulary. Take the word participate, for instance. It's a verb. It just means to take part in something. You might hear, everyone is expected to participate in today's meeting. Simple enough. Then there's agenda. It's a noun. It's the list of topics.
The plan for the meeting, basically.
Exactly. The roadmap. Like, does everyone have a copy of the agenda? Then you've got the objective, another noun. That's the goal or purpose. For example, our main objective today is to finalize the budget. And the person guiding things, that's the facilitator. Noun again. As the facilitator, I'll make sure we stay on track.
And the people you work with. Your colleagues. Right. A noun for coworkers. Does anyone have any questions for our colleague in marketing?
Okay, and the one that often feels a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Interrupt.
Yes, interrupt. It's a verb. To stop someone speaking by saying something. But there are polite ways, like, sorry to interrupt, but may I add something? We'll definitely get more into that.
Great. So listeners, think of these words as tools.
Yeah.
We're going to show you how they fit into real practical advice you can use straight away. Right. Let's start at the very beginning, setting the tone. You know, I always feel like how you enter a meeting physically or virtually, clicking join it, kind of sets the stage for how you'll communicate. Yeah. What are some key phrases for that initial moment?
You're spot on. That first impression really does matter. Polite greetings are basic but crucial. Things like, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. Hello, team. Even just a hi, thanks for joining works well. And if you're in a meeting where maybe not everyone knows you, like a big cross-department thing, you'd introduce yourself. I'm name, the job title from department company, or for those who don't know me, I'm name from department.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good just to acknowledge you're there and appreciate the invite. Phrases like, I'm glad to be here, or thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity to join this meeting. They just show you're engaged from the start.
Yeah, and building on that, if you are new to a meeting or a project, I find it helps a lot to just add a quick sentence about why you're there. Like, what's your role?
Mm.
It just clears things up. For example, I'm here today to discuss the marketing plan for Q4. Instantly, everyone knows your context.
Definitely. So once you're in and introduced, the next thing is getting a handle on the meeting's agenda and objectives. The agenda, like you said, it's the roadmap. It gives structure, makes sure everyone's on the same page about what's being discussed, keeps things focused.
And there are some standard phrases for this, right? The facilitator might say, let's start by reviewing today's agenda. Or our main objectives for this meeting are, what if you, as a participant, need to add something?
Good point. You could say, I'd like to add an item to the agenda, if possible. And near the end, checking if everything's covered, is there anything else we should discuss today? Just quickly, the verb review here means to look at something again, examine it. And an item is just a single topic on that agenda list. Simple terms, but useful.
Okay, let's picture it. Meeting starts. Okay, everyone, let's start by reviewing today's agenda. First up, the sales report. Then we'll move to the marketing update. And finally, we'll nail down the action plan for next quarter. See? Clear map. No confusion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now for the really interesting part, I think. Managing the flow, getting your ideas out there. This is often where people get a bit stuck, isn't it? Making sure everyone gets a chance to speak.
It really is a core challenge. So for politely taking your turn, you can use phrases like, may I add something? Or if I may, I'd like to share my thoughts. Even, could I say something here? If things are moving fast, maybe I just jump in for a moment. These signal you want to speak without being, you know, jarring.
Right. And it works both ways. A good participant also brings others in. Shows you value their input. You could directly ask, what do you think, name? Or name, do you have any input on this?
Mm-hmm.
Or more broadly, let's hear from the finance team on this. That word input, yeah, it's a noun for ideas or opinions. It helps make the meeting feel more collaborative.
And then when you do have the floor, the goal is clarity and impact. Be concise, but persuasive. To introduce an idea, I'd like to propose a solution, or my suggestion is to, what if we tried? Maybe I recommend that we. Another good one is one possible approaches. And really importantly, you need to back up your ideas. Use things like, based on the data, I believe, or from my experience, it seems that, to highlight the benefits. The main benefit would be quick vocab check. Proposes to suggest. Solution solves a problem. Recommend suggests something is good. An approach is a way of dealing with something.
Okay, let's try an example. Maybe there's a scheduling issue. You could say, so I'd like to propose a solution to our scheduling issue. What if we adopted a flexible work from home policy on Fridays? Based on recent surveys, most employees seem keen on this. It's clear, offers an action, gives a reason. Compelling stuff. Now, interruptions. Sometimes you just have to interrupt, don't you? To clarify something vital at a missed point, or maybe gently guide the conversation back if it's drifting. How do you do that politely? It's tricky.
It is tricky, definitely an art form, especially maybe for B2 learners feeling less confident. But a polite, well-timed interruption can actually be helpful. Keep things on track, save time. So, useful phrases. Sorry to interrupt, but may I add something quickly? If I could just make a point here. Excuse me, could I clarify something? Or apologies for interrupting, but I have a quick question.
Yeah.
The verb clarify means make clearer. An apology is just expressing regret. Using these softens the interruption.
Yeah, my tip here is always the tone. Keep it calm, respectful, and if possible, wait for a tiny pause. If not, keep it super brief and relevant. Don't derail things completely. Like, sorry to interrupt, John, but before we move on, can we just clarify the deadline for this part?
Yeah.
Direct, polite, keeps focus.
Exactly. And just as important is making sure you understand and checking others understand you. Ever been in a meeting, nodding along, but completely lost? We've all done it. Asking for clarification is, like, your secret weapon. Phrases like, could you clarify what you mean by specific term? Just to confirm, are you saying that? Or, sorry, could you explain that point again, maybe in a bit more detail? And when you're confirming understanding, either yours or theirs, yes, that's correct. Exactly, that's right. Or, okay, I see what you mean now. The verb confirm means state it's true and detail is just specific info. Seriously, don't be afraid to ask. It shows you're paying attention.
Okay, so meetings are buzzing with ideas. Sometimes everyone's on board, total agreement. Other times, not so much. How do you handle disagreement without making things awkward, diplomatically?
Handling disagreement well is crucial for professionalism. For agreement, it's easy. I completely agree. That's a great point. I think you're right. Or just absolutely simple. For disagreement, the key is respect. Focus on the idea, not the person. Try. I see your point, but I'm not sure I fully agree with that. I understand your concern, however. With respect, I have a slightly different view, or perhaps I could offer an alternative perspective. And then the goal is often to build consensus. That's a noun meaning general agreement. It doesn't always mean everyone loves the final decision, but that everyone agrees to support it moving forward. That's vital. To check for consensus, you might ask. So can we all agree on this approach then? Okay. Does everyone feel comfortable moving forward with this decision? Or are there any major objections? An objection, now and again, is a reason for disagreeing.
That's such an important point about consensus. It's about commitment to move forward. Okay, so bringing all these skills together, how does this fit into the typical structure of a meeting, the different roles people play?
Right, usually you have a few key roles. There's the facilitator or chairperson who leads, keeps time, guides the discussion through the agenda. Then the participants or team members, that's you. contributing, asking questions. Often, someone is the minute taker, recording the main points and decisions. Those notes are called the minutes, which is a noun for the official record. And a key output is usually action points or action items, specific tasks assigned to people with deadlines.
Okay, let's quickly touch on some common hurdles for B2 learners. Feeling nervous or unsure about speaking up. Happens to everyone.
Totally normal. Best fix. Preparation. Have some key phrases ready, maybe jot down your points, and practice. Speak up in lower stakes situations first to build confidence.
What about if the discussion's really fast and you miss something you don't quite understand?
Don't just nod. Ask for clarification. A simple, sorry, could you repeat that, or could you explain the term synergy again, is perfectly fine, much better than getting lost.
And that tricky situation, interrupting politely or being interrupted yourself.
We covered polite interrupting phrases. Use them. If you get cut off, wait for a pause, then calmly say something like, if I could just finish my thought. It reclaims your space politely. And one more, getting quiet people involved.
Yes.
Actively invite them. Sarah, we haven't heard your thoughts on this. What do you think? Or I'd be interested to hear from the design team. Just a couple more useful bits of vocab. To raise an issue means bring up a topic or problem. I'd like to raise an issue about the project timeline. To table an item can sometimes mean postpone, but often in agendas it means add it for discussion. Could we table the budget discussion for the next meeting? Or let's table that new proposal. Needs context.
Good clarification. And just keeping things moving.
Right. You can signal it's time for the next topic by saying move on. Like, okay, if there are no more questions, let's move on to the next item. And at the end, to summarize, verb meaning give a short recap. Okay, let me quickly summarize the key decisions we made. These really help keep meetings efficient.
Wow, we've really covered a lot today, haven't we? From those first greetings to handling tricky disagreements and understanding who does what, it feels clearer than ever that really participating in meetings is, well, it's just vital for success in business. Mastering this language, these strategies we talked about, it means you can step into meetings feeling more confident, share your ideas effectively, make discussions more productive, and really build your professional reputation.
Absolutely. And remember, knowing this stuff is one thing, but applying it is where the real value is. Think of meetings as your chance, your platform, really, to show what you know, to work well with others, and help your team hit its targets. So practice. Try to use one new phrase or strategy next time. Maybe focus on politely disagreeing or asking for clarification. The more you do it, the easier and more natural it'll feel.
So here's something for you to think about before your next meeting. What's just one specific B2 phrase or strategy from today's deep dive that you'll make a point of using? How are you going to make your voice heard? Or maybe help the discussion flow just that little bit better? Give it a try. This deep dive into business English vocabulary and expressions was brought to you by LingExam.com. We really do encourage you to head over to LingExam.com. You'll find loads more valuable content on this topic and many others to help you improve. Thanks so much for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you on the next one.